Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location. Located at 1646 Pearl Street. More information by calling 303-444-1760.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Ragtime America. Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we are going to celebrate two birthdays in November, two very well-known classic ragtime composers, men that we turn to just about every year to honor them for what they've done. And I'm referring to Arthur Marshall and Artie Matthews. We'll start right off with a piece by Arthur Marshall. We'll get into a little bit of information about him in a bit. But here is probably his best-known piece. He wrote it in conjunction with Scott Joplin. From 1900, it's called The Swipesy Cakewalk. And here to bring it to us is John Petley. All right. Arthur Marshall, Swipesy Cakewalk. Marshall was born in Saline County, Missouri, November 20th, 1881. Died in Kansas City, Missouri, August 18th, 1968. He attended grade school in Lincoln High School with Scott Hayden in Sedalia. He was a protege of Scott Joplin, and Joplin actually lived with the Marshall family when he first arrived in Sedalia. And under Joplin's influence, he played his first piano job at the Maple Leaf Club, and then attended George R. Smith College, studying music theory, and just went on from there. There's a lot more, but let's get back to the music, and we'll play some more of Arthur Marshall's compositions. This one from 1906, it's called Kinklets. And to bring us that one is the Dave Dolowitz Ragtime Ensemble.
Thank you.
Okay, Kinklets by the Dave Dolowitz Ensemble. Dave is from Australia. And then we heard Terry Waldo, backed up by the Bo Grumpus Trio, and Lily Queen from Marshall by 1907. We'll move on now to a couple more. We'll lead off with a Marshall composition from 1908. It's called Ham And, with an exclamation point after it. And that, of course, is what the cook at the diner would yell when somebody wanted ham and eggs. He'd just turn around and yell at the kitchen, "Ham and!" This one is recorded by John Reed Torres, a young ragtimer from Los Angeles.
Thank you.
Well, we heard three pieces by Arthur Marshall, all from 1908. Ham And by John Reed Torres, followed by The Peach, played by the Chris Barber Jazz Band, and finally The Pippin Rag, played by Masanobu Akiyama from Japan. We're going to finish up with two. One was published 2 years before he died in 1966, and the second one was published posthumously in 1976. So here's Century Prize by Richard Egan and Little Jack's Rag by Naoki Sugou from Japan after two brief messages.
Support comes from Sunshine Homeshare Colorado, a nonprofit that matches elders looking to remain in their homes with home seekers looking for affordable housing. Home sharing provides mutually beneficial effects for both the home provider and a home seeker. More at sunshinehomeshare.org.
Support comes from the Longmont Museum, presenting Longmont 150, an exhibit that celebrates the founding of Longmont 150 years ago, and a look back on the forces that have shaped Longmont's past and the recurring themes that will define its future. The Longmont 150 exhibit runs through January 9th. Tickets and more information at longmontmuseum.org.
Well, that takes us up to the end of Arthur Marshall's compositions. And we're going to move on now to another name that we mentioned earlier, and that's Artie Matthews. Let me get my book open here. Born in Braidwood, Illinois, November 15th, 1888, died in Cincinnati, October 25th, 1958. He was classically trained, came to St. Louis, and headed up the Booker T. Washington Theater there in St. Louis. And he wrote five pieces, very original titles. They are Pastime Rags number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And they're all published by the Stark Music Company in St. Louis. So let's just get right on with that, because we're a little short of time. All five of these will be played by groups. We don't have any piano solos in this. So Pastime Rag number 1 will be the New Orleans Ragtime Orchestra. After this brief message.
Support comes from the Boulder Seniors Foundation, a nonprofit organization working with older adult services for the city of Boulder, sponsoring programs for senior citizens and providing grants to help local seniors remain in their homes. Donations and information may be found at boulderseniorsfoundation.org.
Thank you. Thank you.
Support comes from Pica's Mexican Restaurant, with two locations in Boulder and Louisville. Pica's menu features a variety of tacos and Mexican fare, available for dine-in and takeout. More information at picascolorado.com.
Here's a way to simplify your life. Donate that vehicle you no longer need to help us bring you more great public radio. It's easy and free to you. Here's how you get started. Call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or go to kgnu.org.
All right, well, we heard three of the pastime rags. Number one, by the New Orleans Ragtime Orchestra. Number two, by the Avatar Brass Quintet. And number three, by the Evergreen Ragtime Trio, with a little extra help by percussionist Pete Devine. Now we're going to hear number four by the Newport Ragtime Band, and then number five by the Ragpickers. And if we have time, we'll squeeze something else in at the end. So let's start off with the Newport Ragtime Band. Thank you. Okay, that was the Rag Pickers, and right before that, the Newport Ragtime Band. Well, we're going to try and squeeze one more in here. We'll go out with this. This is a tune that Artie Matthews wrote in 1915. It's called The Weary Blues, and it'll be played by Bob Helms Jazz Band. Hope you've enjoyed the fact that we have featured, that's the word I'm looking for, featured the works of Arthur Marshall and Artie Matthews tonight, two absolute greats as far as classic ragtime is concerned. Thanks very much for joining us. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks for coming to Ragtime America tonight. And we will go out with Bob Helms' Jazz Band and the Weary Blues, sometimes called Pastime Rag Number 6, but I guess I do dispute that one just a little bit. Thank you.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned now for Swing Shift.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location. Located at 1646 Pearl Street. More information by calling 303-444-1760.
Support comes from Ignite Adaptive Sports at Eldora. Ignite provides snow sport opportunities for people living with disabilities, programs for children, adults, and armed service veterans. Ignite is recruiting volunteers for the upcoming ski season. More information about volunteering with Ignite at igniteadaptivesports.org.
Roger here at the microphone tonight. You're listening to my theme song, Swing Shift, by the International Sweethearts of Rhythm. Welcome to the show. Tonight is going to be all about swing and all the different songs I am going to play, tunes I'm going to play. Not all of them are songs. Not all of them. All but one of them have swing. Nah, I take that back. Now that I think about it, all but two of them have swing in the title. So a lot of traditional American swing, a little bit of Western swing, gypsy swing, and then an interview with Kristen Anderson, leader of the Crystal Swing Band, talking about a new CD that was recorded live in the Avalon Ballroom in Boulder and which they will be releasing at a release party November 20th in the Avalon Ballroom where the CD was recorded. So before we get to that, I'm going to start off with a Swing Is Here from Dick Hyman. So let us hear Dick Hyman, and Swing Is Here.